The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
See Live Off the Record with Trivago Lang is brought to you by Burger King, The Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Grand Bahama News, Janae's Uniform Center, Printmasters, RF Bank and Trust, The Right Honorable Hubert A. Ingram Chambers, and Royal Star Assurance.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Trivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. I trust you are doing well, had a great weekend, and all set for the new week. If you want to give us a call today on the show, the numbers to do so are 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. You can text us today on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. We are, of course, live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969. That's the way my mother listens to the show. Or you can catch us on BTC Flow Channel 612. That's BTC Flow Channel 612. So, a few things to talk about today, I think, I think important things to talk about today. On Friday, the Inter-American Development Bank, in partnership with the I have a caller on the line already. Really? In partnership with the Government and Public Policy Institute and the National Development Plan Secretariat, had a symposium, and they call it ideation. It's an attempt to try and arrive at some action points following the deliberation of a particular issue. And in this instance, the issue National Development Plan. Want to talk about that for a bit. Want to talk about the Free National Movement's banking reform proposal, amongst other things. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yeah. Okay, good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I'm okay, thank you.
Good. I'm calling from North Eleuthera.
Okay.
How are you doing? North Eleuthera, and... You know, Mr. Lang, you know, all over the country seem to have power issues.
Hi, go ahead.
Yes, and it seems that North Eleuthera has been the top of the line for this situation, in this situation. And now
how long have you been having like power issues in North Eleuthera, and what, describe the issue for us.
Well, for me, the issue, what I'm seeing in Eleuthera and the North Eleuthera area, mainly is we have so many overgrown trees. That is the first order of the day that should be cared for.
No, hold on. Are you all in North Lutra experiencing outages and what have you? Is that happening?
Yes, it's been a breakdown, not only Hubba Island and other places. It's been all over. All of the people of Alutra has been suffering to the effect of when the power shortage come in. Now, what I'm believing that when lines are broken and constantly being hit by winds and other things, the trees will shock the main power source itself. It looks like the tree is shot and the jacks blow out throughout where the greater danger is, that's where we are suffering the greater problems.
Really? And this is not an observe. This is not something you are being told by the people at BPL. This is your observation.
This is my observation because I took the time out and I drove the entire current, the bluff, Lower Bogue, Upper Bogue, all the way to Spanish Rouse, going to Jeans Bay, on the road to current, all throughout our community. Trees has been growing and continue to grow. And some of these are above the power lines. You can see where the trees, when the power hit those trees, the trees are being cut off, like being trimmed. So we can buy brand new engines and put it in our power stations and have the same, very same outage.
So you essentially have, in part, perhaps a maintenance issue.
Big time. Big time.
Hello.
We are growing. Mr. Lang, we are growing by leaps and bounds. So what I would suggest, we stop being afraid to employ some extra and put them on the job site. Have these people, it's an island, it's 110 miles long. I would just suggest a new order to be taken, that we employ at least 100 additional people for these issues because of your island-wide stretch, as long as it is stretch, and the amount of development that is going on.
And you know, somebody's asking, Mr. Lang, how much new development has happened in Eleuther in the past 5 years? Is the new demand outpacing the ability of the grid to supply? And you're confirming that you are stretching by leaps and bounds. I've heard that too. I've heard from people who have roots in Eleuther, people who go to Eleuther, they say Eleuther is on fire.
We got no room for people to stay. People are looking for accommodation on the island of Eleuther. We don't even have accommodation for people to stay.
Wow.
We don't have overnighters. You can't hardly find room for overnighters, Mr. Light.
That was almost the situation Exuma had when Sandals went there. But I mean, this is many times more, I think.
Yes. No, I'd agree. We are bigger than Exuma in all of those places. If you really measure Eleuther itself, and to see how much has improved over the years, even though we didn't have the stamp of approval by no administration, because the best we had was, all we got was speakers of the House of Assembly. It was basically an order, and for the first time, we're able to get a minister with the responsibility, but his responsibility seemed to stop at Hatchet Bay.
Yeah, go ahead.
What we need, and in my opinion, and as I observe, the banking institution on this island is bad. So we have drivers on our roads because they don't have no debit cards. That's number one. They ain't got no debit card to license their vehicle. So when they get to the base to license and people are turned down, they go back their merry way. It isn't that they didn't go into the traffic department, but because our sensible government administration does not understand that there's a Bahamas currency that is issued to be used as monetary funding. But now,
what do you mean? What do you mean they don't understand that there is a Bahamas currency? What does that mean?
It means that they want debit card. So nobody in the world comes
to buy. You know what? I am so glad you raised that. I cannot understand how the government of the Bahamas tells
allows
a
it.
Citizen or resident of the Bahamas, you cannot spend the cash.
No,
with me?
No,
the
you
cash?
Cannot.
The cash you issue?
You issue it. That's what I'm saying. And if you can't receive it.
The money says this is legal tender. When you do that, you are reducing the money supply. You are therefore inadvertently perhaps contributing to inflation.
What do you think happening? And this is what I'm saying. And again, when Scotia Royal and First Caribbean decided they was going to pick up their Georgie bundle and leave this Commonwealth to go, the Bank of the Bahamas and the Central Bank of the Bahamas should have stand in and replaced every one of those words what was left. So we were left in North Eleuthera. We were left in Governor's Harbor. They filled the void at Rock Sound with B.O.B., but you left North Eleuthera, Spanish Shores. You left all these words throughout Nassau. You left it wide open. It should not be that the Commonwealth of the Bahamas does not have their own institution to accept funding.
But you know what is weird, given what you're saying and everybody else is saying, Eleuthera is burning up. Eleuthera has all this economic activity going on, et cetera, et cetera. But the banks say having a presence in Eleuthera isn't justified. So that's a bit of a conundrum.
Mr. Lang, every day we have clients come into North Eleuthera International Airport. Every day there's somebody that fly in on these aircraft that does not have cash.
Let me get a little sidetracked, because I'm glad you raised this issue, though. So people with cash in their pockets can go to the government road traffic people administrator's place or office or whoever, and they are told, no, you need a debit card.
Yes, they will not take it. I'm one of the proof of
they will not
citizens.
Take the cash. They will not take the
no,
cash.
No.
They won't take the government issued cash.
No, sir.
Why? Because they don't trust the administrator and people to be able to handle the cash. So they don't trust them.
And those who administrate in those departments should not be in there if they can't be trusted to hold the monies for the state.
And if you're not organized with the professional police in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas with operations there in Eleuthera to be able to secure monies from the government cash. Something wrong with that picture.
That's exactly what I'm saying. So we have people that we are losing revenue on traffic, business, almost business license. We have all of this. And then when the chips fell a month ago, the entire world, the chips fell. Nobody could have moved. That should not happen, not in the 21st century. Bahamas.
But it's incredible. But you see, so don't give the cash to the government because that's a security issue. Well, your citizens got the cash. Ain't a security issue for them. You got business people. But what do business people do?
Just hoping for the best while they do their transition. Hoping for the best.
Wow.
So hoping for the best could happen. And see, when our water shuts off, our light shut off, our water shut off. When our light comes back on, our water messed up sometimes because those two entities, their power supply, when they hit against each other, and if you have a tree in the pathway, your water can't work.
Wow, you know, that's
too much power.
What a peculiar, what a peculiar problem for you to have. Across booming economy with unreliable utilities and cash challenges. Can I say that again?
Yes, man, say it, because I want the world and them people who know that I wrote this and sent it forward so they can get an understanding. They should not be losing. Nowhere in this country, wherever it is set up, it is injustice to the Bahamian people. My child who sent to school, if they're working in an institution and can't be trusted, my own children should not be in that position.
A booming economy, unreliable utilities, and the inability to use the government-issued currency. So I want to thank you very much for calling. It wasn't what I intended to start the day with, but it was very good for you to call. Thank you.
To work with.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you calling. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Are you a business owner or HR professional? RF's team of pension specialists are here to empower your employees with market-leading retirement solutions and to make implementing group pensions easy and cost-effective. With RF, starting or switching your company pension plan is a breeze, and there are no setup fees. If you're looking for strong investment performance and low fees, visit rfgroup.com/empower and empower your team to retire comfortably with RF Group Pensions today. That's rfgroup.com/empower.
I ain't marsh the car. The lady run into me marsh the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
If you're looking for great value, fantastic flavor, and a choice for lunch today, go to Burger King Nassau and enjoy a King Meal deal. Just $5.50, including fat. Get that signature flame grill taste you love in a Big King Jr. with all the fixings. Served with fries and a drink for just $5.50. Or if you feel like chicken, choose from the Chicken Big King Jr. or a 6-piece nugget meal with fries and a drink for just $5.50, including VAT. Satisfy your cravings for those BK flavors you love with the King Meal deal at Burger King Nassau.
Attention Bahamas, embark on an inspiring voyage with two new books by Hubert Ingram, Our Remarkable Three-Time PM. Learn of his exceptional leadership in steering the nation through local and international storms. These books are a treasure for all Bahamians. Are you into history or seeking inspiration? Then this is a must-read. Available at Dungalik, Logos, the National Art Gallery, and Chapter 1. Get your copies today. Be inspired by a legacy of wisdom and vision.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. If you want to call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can call us on the Family Islands, from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. That's fine. So you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. Someone is texting the exact transition point I was going to make. The texter says, well, there you go. First point for the National Development Plan. It is absolute. See, I know the temptation that some of you have right now. I know what it is. If you support the government, either blame whoever was in power before or try to defend the government some way or the other. If you are against the government, supportive of the opposition or parties, the temptation, see, this government ain't know what it's doing. That's the temptation. You could have that, but that's the wrong temptation. That's not a good wicket here. What is true is it is making the point for how planning is so important. National planning, island-wide planning, whatever planning is so important, right? The growth that's happening in Eleuthera isn't accidental, meaning, or should I better say, secret. Like, people don't sneak into these islands and have big projects that create lots of economy on an island. You gotta have permission if you're a foreigner from the government. If you're a Bahamian, generally speaking, you have to get license to do things. So as people are getting approvals to go and invest, set up businesses and do the like, all of that has implications. It has implications for your money flow, both in terms of quantity and frequency. It has implications for your money needs, as in banking and financial services needs. It has implications for your people movements, so that there is housing issues that get created thereby. It has issues for your public infrastructure, because they have to now accommodate the new realities of a booming economic and social set of circumstances, and all of these things. They are part and parcel of the dynamics of economic growth and development. An investor comes in and we think we're cute. Government thinks, I said government, I didn't say the Davis administration, the Christie administration, Ingram, the minister. We think we're cute because we're saying to people, we need you to do an environmental impact statement. We need you to do an environmental impact. Okay, how about your social and economic impact statement, government, on the things you are approving? But you commission studies along those lines. You know, we learned this lesson before, you know. When Sandals went to Exuma, they also had a social disruption there. Housing needs, needs in terms of clinic and all that kind of stuff. Lesson wasn't learned. You have not learned the lesson. And hence, the meeting on Friday, collaborating, coordinated by the National Development Planning Secretariat, Inter-American Development Bank, and the Government and Public Policy Institute to try and assess, where are we with the National Development Plan? What are the next steps required to move the plan forward? And what factors need be considered in ensuring the sustainable of that National Development Plan, amongst other things being discussed? You have to say, the spirit in the room with the people present was a delightfully pleasant one. And almost an optimistic kind of ready for this, let's get it done kind of spirit in the room. Dialogue was meaningful, you know. Now extracting from that the recommendations and the action points and so forth is the work to be done next. But the importance of national development planning is being manifested every day, both by the places in the Bahamas where there's economic growth and development and the places where there's not. Because national development planning can help you get growth where you have none, help you get development where you have little, and or help you manage better growth when you get it and development when it comes. Very important piece of work to be done in moving forward in national development plan. What is interesting, I'd say to you, is if we are not now operating on the basis of a national development plan, doesn't mean there's no planning. Just means that we don't have an overarching, comprehensive, coordinated, collaborative, strategic framework for our national efforts. That's all that means. Doesn't mean that people don't have things they want to accomplish or things, but it means that we could be discoordinated, just like our growth in Eleuther is demonstrating, just like our growth in Exuma demonstrated. And by the way, you hear me critical of what happened in Exuma. It was the Ingram administration that approved sandals going there. So that work that needed to be done in assessing the social and economic impact wasn't done then either. So I'm licking myself and I'm licking others, if you like to call it licking. All right. We gotta go back to produce and pay our respects to our sponsors. We don't want to rob them of their great attention to the program. We're gonna take a break, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back after this break.
All those loans I had were so overwhelming. Fidelity's debt consolidation loan combined all my loan payments into one easy payment with a built-in savings plan that pays me unbeatable interest. It's time to make that move to Fidelity. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News Sales Representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it'll go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows it's you. Call directly to my mission without giving your name or anything about you. I try it the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
This is Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, send me know that you're not.
welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, please give us a call on 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 4224796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. I understand we have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Hello.
Hi, yes, sir, we're listening to you.
Can you hear me?
I can. I'm listening to
Dr.
you.
Dr. Lang, how are you today?
I'm mostly good. What's going on?
This is H. Don King. I must start off by commending you on the excellent work you've been doing. I've been listening to your shows for a while now, but, you know, I don't call in on radio anymore like I did. But I tell you, please get out of my head, man.
I'm in your head
when
now.
You talked about Exuma and the lack of socioeconomic plan and dealing with the impact that proposed development would have had. I can recall I was the interim consultant at the time to the late George Beloved Mackey. And I said that to him, and I said, what about the psychiatric part of it? Because we got Dr. Clark and those, at the time it was Nelson Clark. I said, what are they doing just at Sandlin? So these people need to be mobilized, and they need to understand the full, you know, ramification of what these developments are going to be doing. And you know, and I know, that there was some health, some negative health repercussions that arose because of the labor force that went down there. I don't profess to be anybody too bright and too smart, but I know I wrote to Lyndon back in 1988 on the need for a national economic development plan. And one of his degrees, just like you, was in economics. And, you know, today we're now saying we're going to empower, or we're going to recognize it, but we still need to look back at what was done in the United States, for example, with their institutions, the creation of think tanks, rather than bringing back all of our cronies to kleptocratic, you know, movements, bringing them back and clogging up the system, making it difficult for the young persons to now, you know, accelerate. We just put them back as permanent secretaries. We're doing everything we can to say that, oh, these are people I trust, whereas we should have systems in place that we trust, that we monitor. Mm. And I think there's a need for these people, by the way. But in institutions like think tanks, to be monitoring what's happening globally. And as we progress, this national economic development plan would be tapered to fit the needs at that time. And whatever government comes into play, if the leg is too long, then we hem it a bit. If the sleeves are too long, we do likewise. But we need to start listening to people like you. We need to start taking advantage of the knowledge you have and others out there. Because there are times when I hear some callers call in, and they seem to be much more intelligent than some of the people in these administrations. I just thought I'd share that with you, man, and God bless you. I pray that your knee heals and everything, and you continue to do well.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate you calling. Thank you. Well said. Thank you very much. I listen, reality is, I am not necessarily anybody they need to listen to, because a lot of very bright Bahamians, young, old, not so young, kinds of fields in this country came together, were consulted on a national development plan. And there is now a second draft of that national development plan. It was issued and became public in 2016. And, you know, so people often say, well, what had happened? We, since 2016, well, why we don't have a national development plan? Well, remember now, that came in November, I think it was, of 2016. And we went to an election in 2017. No? Right? And so you then get caught up in that transition. Now, a new administration, so the Christie administration mobilized the drafting of the National Development Plan, but it consulted all the political parties major in the country. I saw that documented in there. That was confirmed even by party members, so forth. So this wasn't as if you come to office and say, oh, that's their document. It was consulted broadly on. In any event, 2016 November or so, the final draft, second draft is published. You go to election in May or so of the following year. It's like 5 months, right? You go to election. The Christie administration loses the election. The Minnis administration wins the election. It has to now get its footing. Then they had some storms, what have you, too. And they didn't, that wasn't like the thing they zoomed in on. However, the Government and Public Policy Institute, in coordination with the Inter-American Development Bank, approached the government, this is the University of Bahamas, about reviewing the National Development Plan, not critiquing it, but reviewing it for relevance, meaning whether or not there were things that had happened that may have altered some of the dynamics, the content in the National Development Plan draft, such that it needed then to be updated. And the Government and Public Policy Institute did that work over the course of a year or so, and then submitted its findings and recommendations to the government. The Government and Public Policy Institute also developed an extensive array of key performance indicators that could be markers for watching how the National Development Plan, once implemented, moves the country forward. These are key performance indicators that are of an international standard, right? So that work was done. But, you know, the Minnis administration came to office in 17. They're getting their footing as they move along. Along comes Dorian, and then the pandemic, and now your National Draft Development Plan is where? It's lost in the sea of terrible global and national circumstances, right? So here we are. When the Davis administration came to fore, it had implementing the National Development Plan in its plan. But, you know, we heard of its concrete step toward that when the Prime Minister was invited by the Government and Public Policy Institute at the University of Bahamas to deliver a lecture, at which time he indicated his government's commitment to the same and also the intention of the government to re-establish or reactivate the National Development Planning Secretariat. That was done. And so now that committee is about the business of moving the National Development Plan forward. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
Everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Send you know that you're not alone. Holler if you feel like you've been down the same road.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad you're on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. I trust, again, that you are doing well. If you want to give us a call, please feel free to call us on 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. From the Family Islands, you can call us on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. A national development plan is not a panacea. Okay, meaning it's not something once you get it fixes all your problems. That would be a huge mistake to make, thinking that that is so. But what it is a guide for your conduct, because it sets out a direction, a destination, or rather more direction that you want to go in, an out set of outcomes for yourself, and a set of goals and objectives attending to getting you there, and some strategies for pursuing those goals and objectives so that ultimately you can get where you're going. And it helps to pull together your efforts so that you're not one working against yourself as a people, institutionally speaking and otherwise, two, working against yourself intergenerationally, meaning that you go from one administration to the next administration with no cohesive set of things tying you to a continuum of development. And then finally, it gives you something that you can periodically to say, okay, am I going where I'm trying to get? And if not, why? And what adjustments need I make so that you are constantly aware with some deliberation and deliberateness of where you are headed, what you're doing, what you're not doing, and what you need to do. You know, you still have problems, you still have hurricanes, you still have economic challenges, you can still have global issues that arise, but you get to now examine those issues in the context of the plan that you said you have. It's just like you're building a house, an architectural plan, and something happens. It's now you know what that thing has actually do to your plans, to the thing you're trying to do, and you get to say, do I still want to do it this way, or do I still want to do this? Or is there something else I want to do? But if you don't have any plans, you're just kind of like going with the storm, right? You have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, Shivako.
Hi, how you doing?
How you doing, big brother?
I am right here, man. What's up?
I know you don't know me, but I know you very, very, very well.
Okay.
How is your mommy doing, Naomi?
She's good, man. She's good. She's doing very well.
Thank God. Thank God. Thank God.
Yes, sir.
Carol, all right?
They good, man. They good. Everybody's good so far.
No. Don't say everybody all right, because I can call all your family off.
Yeah, but I want you to do that because we don't have time for all of that. That's why I'm trying to tell you.
I got a $6 minute plan.
What's going on?
My condolences about Stephen.
Yeah, man.
All right. Now you think you know me yet?
My long mommy, time, man. Long time, but honestly, this is a radio zero show. We need to get to the show. Let's get to the show.
All right.
What's going on?
Questioning me.
Sorry.
I remember when you used to go to the school there on the water.
All right. All right. Producer, honestly, thank you, friend. I know who I'm talking to, but this is not the best place for that. Okay, we can shout off air. All right. So a national development plan really can make a difference to being more efficient in the use of your resources, whether those resources are manpower, womanpower, financial, natural, you know, time. They can make a difference to your continued purposeful movement as a people. It could be a, it can be a unifying force and factor in a country. We've got a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yeah, good afternoon, Mr. Lang.
Hey, what's Hello? Going on, man?
Yeah, I wanted to chime in on the first hour. And then I know you say, I was in and out of the shop with some conversation about the cash and cashless. And the gentleman was getting kind of emotional. I was just surmising that some of the callers are very naive as to what's going on. And I always was saying, we exist now symbiotically, which is great, right? And I like what you were saying, too. But I called for, and I just was trying to get some help. I was having a conversation with a friend of mine last week, right? Mm-hmm. And there was a model that a bank displayed that I really was lost. Because he, it was just a little quick scenario. He ran back. Because that was this conversation we had last week. So he had deposited, the person, the check was legit. You know, it was normal. So this would have been a year or more in between when he went to withdraw the money. So before he made this deposit in the bank, which is maybe like about 50 grand, right? And then he said he had about 18, or say the month before that. So he ran there to withdraw some money, which was a very insignificant amount of money. But he said that they told him that when he opened up the account, they asked him, you know, like some questions as what the increments he would be depositing and withdrawing or whatever. And he didn't... Right. Go along with that. So they were saying that he couldn't, he had to adhere to these stipulations that he had signed with, and I've never heard anything like that. Like he couldn't get his money.
No, 52. What happens is when you open up an account, there is a form you fill out, and they ask you on the form what amounts, like a range. In which a range that you expect your deposits to be on a monthly basis. So somebody might say between $500 and $1,000 on a monthly basis. Somebody else might say $10,000 and $100,000 or something like that. If you then start making deposits that are outside of that range, what happens is it triggers a suspicious alert because it's not what you said would be the expected levels of deposits on the not usual at all.
This is Mr. Lang. I mean, I thank you so much. This is very new to me. I opened up an account, but I didn't remember them. I really didn't. I mean, I don't know. I didn't. This is new.
Yeah,
to me,
you
right?
may not have you may not have paid attention to it because I have to admit, like you know, when I was younger, I didn't pay attention to it. But it is in fact, and it is especially true. Post 2000, with all of the changes in the financial regulations that we have had.
Wow. So I mean, in order to obtain an amount, like a large amount in cash, would you say in the bank you have to get some notification or see someone?
But if you're going,
he spoke with certain other people, then it was all right. But it's still significant compared to what he had on the account.
But what you have to do is again, all of us. Have to be conscious of what we're doing and signing when we go and do these things with these institutions. Well, that's the first thing. Secondly, if you know that you are now going to start having deposits outside of that range, you go into your bank and call a bank office and say, listen, I'm myself earning here, doing this, receiving that. And so I expect to be making deposits higher than what I had determined. So I'd like to adjust my deposit amounts. If it's a one-off something.
This is great information for me, Mr. Lang. I appreciate it. But the thing is, the reason why I was confounded was because the check was completely legitimate.
That's not the issue. Listen to me. Yeah. Let me tell you how money laundering works, right? So this is why the banks are concerned. Money laundering doesn't work because someone shows up with a check that looks illegitimate. It works because people show up with things that look legitimate. So that's why they rely on the normal patterns of a person's financial behavior.
That's more like a safe check or a scrutiny measure.
Yeah, guess what? You and I would do that because if your child started coming home,
the bank, I guess the banks would safeguard themselves.
Yeah, no, if your child starts coming home with all these kinds of expensive things, et cetera, you know that's not his normal pattern of life.
So it's a panopticon.
So you're going to start going like, bro, what are you doing?
I appreciate it, buddy. I was lost. Give thanks.
Yeah, no problems. All right, no problems. Yeah, so we have this national development plan process that we could engage that could help us with some of these development issues that we are now experiencing, not just in Eleuthera and Exuma and elsewhere, but throughout the Commonwealth, of the Bahamas, all right? And it will help us to be able to make policy too that are also in line with the national development plan. And that may not be so subject to political pragmatism, political pandering, political manipulation, or whatever else people might be concerned about that politicians do. Is Texas anti-money laundering requirement? Yes, this is a very experienced retired banker who knows what she's saying. Since if initial stipulated amount of transaction changes substantially, just explain to the bank reason and source of funds and they will change it. Absolutely, that's what is required. So I've had that issue too, where the bank said, you know, we have to make an adjustment on your range because you are having deposits that exceed the range that you had stipulated. Of course it did, because I had began doing some business stuff that paid me some money. So, you know, you have to be able to make that adjustment. But it's not unusual, it's not new, it's not strange at all. So anyway, the Free National Movement said something very interesting recently. Yesterday, released a press release that indicated that it wanted to, when it came to office, it was proposing some financial reforms that I find interesting, put it like that. And so I want to read it. For you, if I can quickly get my hands on it. Of course, you all just remember that I said this. In the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, there are some entities that are not favorites of the general broad-based public. It seems. Some entities, Haitians, illegal Haitians, are one of them. So any politician or set of politicians who beat up on them, are not gonna have a political problem. The Grandmama Port Authority, another one, beat up on them, you're not going to have a political problem as a general rule. Politicians. If you beat up on politicians, you're not going to have a problem. And then banks in the Bahamas. Now you are listening. Can I tell you, if you are the leadership of banks in the Bahamas, if you are the leadership of banks, today, you are not a popular entity in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Broadly speaking. Generally speaking, you are not. And beating up on you politically, if politicians target you, it is not a political problem for them. Unless they say something outrageous or stupid or foolish. It's not. Because banks are not popular in the Bahamas today. You're not. You're not a popular institution. Now, I didn't say that's how I feel about you. I'm saying what I observe, generally speaking, about people's sentiments of banks in the Bahamas. Okay? So don't be surprised do not be surprised that you are issues, that your behavior comes into public scrutiny by politicians. Do not be surprised. There's a reason they would do that. If politicians thought that attacking, or first let me back up, criticizing banks was unpopular politically, meaning they would lose political currency doing so, they would not do so. And that's a fact of life. Politicians do not, as a general rule, do things that they believe and know is politically unpopular. That's not typical for politicians. I didn't say it never happens. Miscalculate thinking a thing would be popular, and the thing ends up not being popular, but that didn't mean in their head they figured it would be popular. Unpopular, no. Politicians don't do that. So banks are not a hard political target in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas today. The leader of the opposition says the Free National Movement remains deeply concerned about the ever-increasing consumer fees in the domestic banking sector. Right away. Most consumers in the Bahamas go, hallelujah. But hallelujah to what? Ever-increasing consumer fees. Now, have your fees been ever increasing? How much have your fees been increasing? Who knows? I think that the central bank did some work on this, but the view is that the banks in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, figuring that they can no longer lend safely and make lots of money from lending, have decided to make their revenue from increasing fees. That is the view. Can I substantiate that? I can't substantiate that. Why can I not substantiate that? Because I would have to look at the income statements of banks to see the relative proportion of their income from loans from loans versus fees. And I don't have that information today. I'm working toward that end to see how I can assess that amount and how that has changed over time. So for instance, if the income of banks declined or remained steady over a period of time while their fee income has increased, I still can't say that it's because of fee increases. I would have to assess, I would have to know from the individual bank that this fee has gone up this amount from that period of time. So I cannot do what the general public of the Bahamas does when it comes to determining that you are making your fee, your income and profits now from fees. I said I can't do it. Others may have done this work already, I'm not saying it hasn't been done, but I said I can't do that. But the perception is you're not lending to the extent you used to, and you've raised fees in order to augment your income because you can't get it from loans. That's the general perception, and it is not a good one. Okay? So the Free National Movement says you're ever increasing consumer fees. And so if you're a bank in the Bahamas and you have any regard for transparency, you'd say, well, let me evaluate that statement. My ever increasing fees. Can I demonstrate to you that our fee on this was this then, that then, that then, that then. Here's where our fees are. So they aren't ever increasing. We may have increased this one, that one, not this one, not that one. That. You might want to do something about that because the view is you have ever increasing fees. And say more broadly, the state of retail banking in the Bahamas. So the Free National Movement is not only concerned fees, they are concerned about the state of retail banking in the Bahamas. So Bahamians continue to pay higher fees, higher charges, and interest rates, but too many find that the quality and access to banking services keep getting worse. They are reflecting what Bahamians feel. Now, feeling does not the truth make. Because take interest rates as an example. I would question whether interest rates in the Bahamas now are higher than they were 10, 15, 20 years ago. I would question that, right? But who knows? See, but this is a statement about what people feel. Feeling is not reality. Feeling is not fact. So the question is what the facts are, and maybe the banks will tell us. Or maybe we'll find out that your charges are going up, your rates are going up, and your service is getting worse. By what measure? See? But this is how people feel. And their feeling is their reality. And the Free National Movement is identifying with that feeling. Okay? And so the Free National Movement says, we call on the government to give more than lip service to Bahamians' concerns regarding the state of commercial banking. Bahamians need more than inflammatory rhetoric from the minister, from Minister Fred Mitchell. We need action. Banks. See? We need actions. Action, what action? The FNM parliamentarians have challenged him to get his colleagues on board so that we can come up with bipartisan solutions, right? So both the FNM and the PLP agree. This is what we need to do with the banks. And so what does the FNM say? We need to revise the banking framework to create a sector that is both inclusive, cost-efficient, ensuring Bahamians remain viable, banks remain viable while truly serving Bahamians. Let me tell you something. This is some tricky waters in a free enterprise system. This is tricky waters. Okay, I'm saying it's tricky waters. I hear that language, but this is tricky. So you want the sector to be inclusive, right? And cost efficient. Cost efficient for whom? Like, cost efficient for whom? For the banks? Because their cost may shape their pricing. But cost for the consumer, so that the consumer is paying less, but like this is like the government. The government said they were gonna try and get inflation, they're gonna fight inflation. Can you? So the FNM respects the need for a commercial bank. Okay, listen to this. While we will never propose anything that undermines the viability of this sector, we are deeply concerned about the unchecked fee increase that burden customers without corresponding improvement in service quality or access. Okay. First of all, right? The FNM respects the need for commercial banks to operate profitably. That statement in and of itself may be welcoming to banks, but that's not a complete statement. See, I could be profitable, but I could be insufficiently profitable for my investors. Okay, so in all across the Bahamas, nobody's profits, saving and except for fuel and some bread basket items, not all, not across the board, fuel, nobody, and the transportation, the taxis and the jitneys and them, very few entities in the Bahamas have any check on their profitability. No hotel, no restaurant, no retail shop. Nobody has a check on their profitability. And what do you think governs them? Just being profitable? No, they're not just governed by being profitable. They're governed by being maximally profitable. Profit motive, the optimizing profits, maximizing profit is a central reality for most for-profit businesses. So it's not just a question of being profitable. It's a question of being profitable enough to satisfy my investors that keeping this money here is worth the risk. That's the question. See, this is why in business, this is why you got to be careful with business, right? Because business isn't one side of any ledger. A business's balance sheet has assets and it has liabilities. Assets are good for it. Liabilities are its challenge, our counterbalance. There's income and there are expenses. So there's not just income. There are expenses too. And the dynamic between the two of those determine profitability. You don't get to know all the nuances and dynamism of the expenses, the costs of operating the business. So trying to look at the profitability, it becomes a challenge. Right? Somebody might say, oh, you're making $300, $400 million in profits. That sounds huge to me and you, wonderful to me and you. But the truth of the matter is, if you invested $3 billion, the return on your investment for $300 million is 10%. That could be nice depending on whether you had an alternative that couldn't meet that. Or it could be mediocre if you could have left it in the market and then did 12 or 13%, right? If you use $4 billion to get $300 million, well, that's even less profitability. So absolute dollar values alone does not make. There are many considerations that come into play, right? So it's not just profitability. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
Take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Are you a business owner or HR professional? RF's team of pension specialists are here to empower your employees with market-leading retirement solutions and to make implementing group pensions easy and cost-effective. With RF, starting or switching your company pension plan is a breeze, and there are no setup fees. If you're looking for strong investment performance and low fees, visit rfgroup.com/empower and empower your team to retire comfortably with RF Group Pensions today. That's rfgroup.com/empower.
Shop early to get your uniforms and catch Janae's Uniform Center's Buy 4, Get 1 free sale. Pre-monogrammed and regular school shirts, dry-fit and cotton polos, jumpers, skirts, boys' long and short pants, PE shorts, underclothes, tights, socks, neckties, belts, sleeping mats, hair accessories, and character work desk. Get 50% off backpacks, lunch bags, and raincoats. Buy 4 school shirts, get 1 free. Buy 2 skirts, jumpers, or pants, get the third 50% off. Need embroidery and monogramming done? Visit Janae's Uniform Center early. Beat the back-to-school rush. Janae's Chesapeake Road back-to-school special. Restrictions apply.
Beat the heat with Dunkin's Happy Hour Colada Special. Every day from 4 to 6 p.m., enjoy a refreshing medium colada for just $4. Dive into fun, refreshing flavors like strawberry, blue raspberry. Feeling adventurous? Try our frozen chocolate or frozen coffee. Whatever your choice, we've got the perfect cool-down treat. Hot temperatures call for frozen drinks. So swing by Dunkin' from 4 to 6 p.m. and pick up a medium colada for only $4. Dunkin' Happy Hour. Sip, smile, and stay cool. Only daily at Dunkin'. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shabago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. If you want to call us, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. On the Family Islands, 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We're talking about now the FNM statement on the FNM says that it doesn't have a difficulty with banks operating profitably and they want banks to be viable. So, so who gets to determine viability for me? I'm in business. I'm a private business. We have a free enterprise system in the Bahamas, or do we not anymore? We have a free enterprise system. Who gets to determine what viability is for me shelling out my tens of millions of dollars? Who gets to determine what viability means for me? What does that mean? Because you look at my balance sheet, I mean my income statement, and you see I'm not losing money. I'm making some money. That means viable. I don't know why. Viability for an investor is, when I went into this business, I targeted this amount of return. And when I am making that, I'm viable. If I can't make that, then I take my money and go do something else. Right? So we don't get to determine viability, right? And then the Free National Movement says that we are concerned about unchecked fee increases. Now, let me ask you all a question. Is there anything more fundamental to life than food and housing? Anything more? Somebody tell me. I mean, outside of water. Anybody? Food and housing. Is there anybody in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas who would say food and housing hasn't gone up significantly in the last decade? Food and housing. Anybody? Would you say, no, man, food ain't gone up much. Housing ain't gone up much. Well, I know I've been on this show. People have been railing about food prices on this show and other shows and the cost of housing. When last have you heard FNM, PLP politicians railing against food and housing cost? Proposing any tax on increases in those areas? Any? Somebody text me, send it to me, send me the article, tell me, call me, tell me when you remember. They're more fundamental than banking. How come? People need to feed their families. They need to house their families. There are people in Nassau cannot afford the rents that exist so that they can live in decent housing. That's a reality in Nassau. Right? When we did the living wage study at the Government and Public Policy Institute, you know, one of the challenges for New Providence is housing and housing cost. You go to Abaco, you go to Exuma, and I suspect now in Eleuthera, you'll see that's a challenge. Grand Bahama has a little bit more stability with that because there's such a dearth of rental a unit here. But you do not hear politicians proposing checks on food cost or housing cost. How come? And then the FNM proposes a set of actions on domestic banking. One, expand the regulatory oversight of the central bank. So the FNM proposes increase the regulatory remit of the central bank to assess the validity of banking fees. Okay? So it'd be like the central bank is an IRCA for bank fees. So will that mean then a bank cannot raise a fee without applying to the central bank to do so? Interesting. So ensure fees are transparent, fair, and not simply junk fees with no justification, okay? That'd be the responsibility of the central bank. Pass the central bank with streamlining interbank transaction protocols, ensuring they are efficient and cost-effective using best-in-class technology. Okay? And then says enhance the financial ombudsman office, increase the visibility, resources, and reach of the Office of Financial Ombudsman within the central bank. Ensure Bahamian consumers are aware of this office and their complaints against banks and financial service providers are handled promptly and effectively. Now, if the ombudsman's office is in the central bank and the central bank is an autonomous entity, ensuring that their complaints against the banks and financial services providers are handled promptly and effectively would be a little challenging because that'd be the responsibility of the central bank. But I understand the spirit of what is being said. It says, take necessary steps to support suitably qualified Bahamian investors seeking commercial banking and financial services license. Take necessary steps to support suitably qualified Bahamian investors seeking commercial banking and financial services license. The remit is of the central bank to approve banks. So is the government, is a new government going to alter that remit to be able to support qualified, and who gets to determine who's qualified? That's the remit of the central. Address concerns regarding the timely and transparent processing of applications to encourage more competition in the banking sector, providing Bahamian consumers with more choices and better services. Address concerns. How would that happen? The central bank is the approver of banks. Now, financial services entities that are not deposit takers, that's another group which the government may have a little bit more direct involvement with. Expand branch banking in family islands. Work with the banking sector to expand branch banking in family island communities. Implement targeted subsidies to ensure the family islanders have access to banking services, enabling banks to at least break even in remote operations. And a bank will go because it breaks even. Okay. Tricky waters. And my view, tricky waters. As Texas, many landlords say the banks, along with inland revenue, is the reason why we can't find affordable apartments now, and many people are closing down apartments for Airbnb. The banks give too heavy fees and interest that we ain't going to find 600 things we used to before. Okay? Right? This... So, Mr. Lang, when you say make money, do you mean break even or make profit? Because the objective makes a difference. When I say make money, making money for an investor means making the kind of money I determined to make when I made the investment. That's what it means, making money, not breaking even, not merely making a profit. That's what I tried to explain. Investors have in... So let me explain something a little bit again. I have done this on a previous show, but let me do it again. But let me wait till we come back from the break. Boy, is time screaming? Does it seem like that? We're going to take our final break, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back. You're listening to Z Live and Chicago Lang, your host.
Take a stand, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. living with a neurological condition shouldn't define you. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we do whatever it takes to make life better today while discovering new treatments for a brighter tomorrow. From epilepsy management, spine care, and brain tumor surgery, we're delivering world-class neurology care for the day-to-day, for the days you live for every care in the world. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/Caribbean.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
I mashed the car. The lady run into me mashed the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid, to take a stand, Everybody, come take my hand, We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chicago Lang, your host. I'm so glad that you could join us here today for these remaining moments of the show. Let's read some text here. This text says, Mr. Lang, when you say make money, read that already. It said, closed branches, fired staff, changed their banking model, and more fees. And more fees for what? RBC Markey Street closed. RBC Palmdale closed. Scotia Exuma closed. Scotia PI closed. This text said that was a very vague statement made by the FNM that can't amount to nothing. They are not saying anything specific to you that they plan to do, which is nothing. Well, there's some specifics in there, I think some problematic specifics, to be quite frank, but there are some specifics in there. They want to give the central bank fees and apparently do something about them. That's specific. I think that's problematic. It's Texas. We need to understand that conducting business in this country is very expensive, and banks are not exempt in any way, shape, or form. That's very true, but also... we have to ask ourselves, is this still going to be a free enterprise system in the Bahamas? And what does that mean for us? Right? What does that mean? See, I think that examining bank fees and trying to get a determination on why and where and what that means, etc., is useful. The question is, once you do that, what do you do about that? And why do it there and not other places? That becomes the question. If you decide to do anything about it, because there's nothing more fundamental than food and housing. Texas, Mr. Lang, I don't agree with your opinion regarding the banking sector. Well, if I knew which opinion about the banking sector, because I have several, you meant I'd be able to understand, so I'd have to leave it there. I don't know which opinion you mean. It's Texas, Mr. Lang, too many politicians own property and rental units, so why would they cut off their nose to spite their face? I don't think that's what was causing it. I don't think so. I just think that banks are difficult targets. They're not. New Republic of the Bahamas have helped to make that so. It's reality. They're not. The banks have also helped to make it so, but the public's sentiments about banks helps to make that so. But I agree with you. No politician wants to touch the Rental Property Act. To touch it to do what, though? To do what? See, lest you misunderstand me. I am not advocating for banks to manage, for the government to start managing people's increases in the cost of their products or services. I'm not. Because I am telling you, you do that, you are inviting a disaster in your social, political, and economic life. A disaster. So I do not support that at all. There is a greater power, much greater power, to do something about all these people. Mind you, the Free National Movement issue was a bit of it. Competition. Apparently, some of us don't want or only want it on our own terms, right? So we like what we're getting, and then we don't like what we're getting, but the places where we can get the competition necessary to do some of the prices at home, we don't want them. I'm not gonna talk about them today, but I will talk about them at some point. Competition. If you want a free enterprise system with better services, better quality, and lower prices, competition is the key. It's the key. And in this technologically AI-driven world, competition is quite possible. As Tex says, I wonder if we need any U.S. banks to do a branch in the Bahamas. I don't know about a U.S. bank, because U.S. I don't know if it's a U.S. bank. but if a U.S. bank wants to come here, they could come. There are no prohibitions on U.S. banks coming here. But you are hinting, and you are hitting at the thing. Say like Chase or one of the other U.S. banks. The banks we have now are mostly Canadian, right? Yes. RBC Scotia, yes. Except maybe Bank of Bahamas, maybe not. Commonwealth, Bahamian, Fidelity, predominantly Bahamian, so Bank of Bahamas, yes, they're Bahamian banks. How do you get costs down? How do you get, remember I told you all, rental apartments in Freeport are much more affordable, and tend to be generally larger than you get in New Providence. And you know what a part of that affordability is? There's a lot of them. In fact, too many of them. Maybe the demand for them is creeping up there now. But there's a lot of them. You know why you have a problem in Nassau with the price of rent? Not enough of them. Not enough of them. In Abaco, not enough of them. That's the problem. Why you having that Lutra? Not enough of them. Why you having that problem in Exuma? Had that problem? Not enough of them. What is enough? Enough is competition. Competition. You want better prices, better quality, better service? Competition. That's what we should be looking at. That's what we should be driving. We shouldn't be trying to fix people's fees or that kind of thing. Or check people's fees. We should be promoting, and the Free National Movement hinted at this in its statement, we should be promoting competition. Competition. Bahamians, let me tell you something. Let me hush my mouth. Says, if they can cap the profit on car dealerships and price markup, why can't they do the same with banks? Is there a cap on the price markup of car dealers. Is that true? Oh, I don't know that. I was Minister responsible for consumer affairs. I never saw any such thing. Car dealers, really? I mean, I don't know. You could be right, but I have never heard any such thing. Say touch it to cap rental costs. Some states in the U.S. cap rent to lower cost of living. Don't you think this would make sense? No, they don't do it. They don't do that. They don't do that in America. What they do is if you get subsidization for your housing development, then they cap the rent you can charge to persons who earn a certain amount of money. If you get subsidy from the government for your development, for instance, if you got the land from the government or some intervention you get from the government, then you can do so. And so if you're advocating for that, yeah, maybe you could look at that. So Chase and City were here but left. Yes, I remember. That's why when they said U.S., I was saying, yeah. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, we'll talk to you again tomorrow. You've been listening to Z Live on Chicagoland, your host. Take care.
Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together.